interesting. It's like a Rockwell. Play on words.
Ah. I'm a simple one with my simile.
All right. Really?
Okay.
All right.
We like the puns.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Long time.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
WFMU, you're on the air.
You said we have that, so I called you back.
Is this these are the same Connecticutites?
What was that?
Are you
the ghost? Is this a ghost calling again?
Of ghostly Connecticutites?
The coast of
calling again.
Connecticutans? What do you call people from Connecticut?
Connecticuticuts? Connecticutians? Connecticutingians? I don't know.
We're driving to Connecticut.
Yes.
Wait, are you from Connecticut or from Pennsylvania?
Yes. No, we're from Connecticut. We drove from Connecticut to Pennsylvania, and we're going back to Connecticut today.
Did you have trouble with a hurricane or anything?
No, my friend has to bring his daughter there once a week and then pick her up the following week, so I usually go down with them. But we always listen to your station because it's very random and entertaining.
Random. I think we work so hard.
We are linear.
We work so hard to make this show linear. It's as linear as we can make
this
it.
This is the best we can do.
It's very sad.
This is like the news hour with... Yeah.
Good. Yeah, it's news. Did you learn anything
today?
Who's that
really old woman on NPR?
That old woman on NPR?
Yeah, who's that incredible... Who sounds like she's like 1,000 years old?
Ira Glass?
No. You know who I'm talking about.
Condoms to the apocalypse.
Yes, thank you. Oh my God, we have another call.
Okay,
thank you so much for calling,
though. Thanks for calling. Bye.
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 Did you get it on?
WFMU, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Hey, my name's Danny. I'm from Edmond, Oklahoma. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, hey, listener
Danny.
Are
you really? You're calling from Oklahoma?
Yes, I am.
Cool.
I just wanted to get some luck. I'm about to go do some stand-up, and I'm pretty new at it, so.
That's exciting. Where do you do stand-up in Oklahoma?
There's like a little arts district in Oklahoma City, and
cool.
There's a pizza place that has an open mic every Tuesday, so.
That's great.
That's awesome, man.
Have you done it before, or is this your first time?
I've done it before a few times, but I'm still new at it, so
okay.
I just wanted, I guess, the best show, good luck or something. So.
Damn right. Here's
best,
the thing.
Wait, the best show,
have,
good luck?
Have the best.
We're not the best show.
You're not?
No. We're Thunk Tank.
Oh.
Oh.
That hurts.
Yeah, okay, cut him. We don't care what happens to Danny. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bad luck to you.
I've never said anything harsh to a listener before. Maybe only once have I ever said anything harsh to a listener.
Our luck is for Thunk Tank. If you are a Thunk Tank fan, however, good luck. I wanted to say our show is modeled on Terry Gross. I try to be like Terry Gross up here.
Ew.
Straight arrow. You know?
That's so bizarre.
You're like
if Terry Gross were 30-year-old man with tattoos and a beard.
Every day in every way, I try to be more like Terry Gross.
More and more like Terry Gross. Yeah.
What else do we have? We have so much.
We're not going to get through any of this.
We want to give a shout out to Too Much Information. We're just having a live 9/12 show in a couple
weeks. Yeah, 9/12, the day the world went crazy, the day the country went crazy.
Yes.
The day America went crazy. The day
America went crazy, I think.
Yeah. We met Benjamin Walker today. That was exciting.
It was like meeting a celebrity.
Yeah. We gave him a beer. He's going to hook me up. This is the coolest thing that's ever happened to me.
I can't believe you're doing this.
He's hooking me up with John Knorr.
Yeah.
My night with John Knorr.
Yeah. That will also be a very special live broadcast.
Do you think I could like record that?
If you actually had a night with him, yeah.
Yeah.
That's step
one.
Well,
I have to. Oh, man. John Knorr. We played. Yeah,
what was their song again? The best party. John Knorr, if you don't know,
he's
is the
mayor
of
Reykjavik, Iceland. And we played that song. They had their campaign song.
We built this city on rock and roll or something?
No, it was the best.
Radio killed the video star. Oh, yeah.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, oh, man. That's gonna be so great. I am divorcing Sluggo this week just so I'll be free for when I meet John Knorr.
John Knorr.
Maybe he won't care if I'm married. Maybe I could stay married and it would still be all right. But
you know, it's
whatever
Iceland.
He wants.
It's Iceland.
They're pretty free, right?
It's wide open.
Yeah. I mean, but if he wants me single, I can get single. I can, you know, whatever.
Anything for the mayor of Reykjavik.
Yeah, if he wants me to dye my hair some funny color, like not like this color.
Yeah.
Some other funny color. I would do it. I would, yeah, whatever. Whatever he wants.
Do we want to do, we have like 2.5 minutes left. Do you want
Before the Codger comes in for Mac tonight, the Codger's
coming
in for Mac.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Where are you taking it? Okay.
It's that guy who just called. I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. We're sorry. We've never been. I'm sorry that I was harsh to you. I'm glad you called back so I could apologize.
Technically, no, okay. I was the harsh one.
I never seen
feel like a tool, so my apologies.
That's
fine.
Right.
I changed that, and I wish you good luck. And I would say, if you're, I don't know what your shtick is, right? But I saw some stand-up comedy recently which was a bunch of new people. If you're going self-deprecating, just don't go too far with it. You know,
okay.
Self-deprecating right. is a razor's edge.
Yeah. If you go too far, people right. just think you're an idiot right. and a you, douche, and they're just
you
like,
just
ew.
Seem sad.
But okay. don't be sad,
right?
Like
so,
like a guy who calls into the wrong radio show, right? Like that kind of guy.
don't
you can
be
tell that
guy.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Tell
but
that story.
Here's the other good thing.
Radio story.
You've now gotten out of your system,
yeah.
right? Like
yep.
you did a thing. It was foolhardy, and now you're ready to rock in your performance.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good night, guys.
No, looking back. Ride the lightning.
Bye.
Tell jokes like thunder.
Where's the old codger? I need to see him.
He's here.
Yeah.
He's around. The old codger's around. He's doddering
I know.
Back
like
and forth somewhere.
Hacking
in the
something up in a corner.
Yeah,
and
he's off hacking things up. He's looking for his teeth so he can talk on the radio.
His old man stick.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about Macho Jesus.
Okay, go.
There's not much to say.
You better talk about him fast.
Apparently,
did we finish everything that we had to say? Oh, we didn't tell people that knowing that the too much information thing.
What? We talked about it.
I know, but that was like a secret, right? So we only the Thunk Tank listeners know that.
Yeah, totally.
And
you
the people
are
who are
listeners.
Mistakenly tuning into Thunk Tank because they think it's a best
thinking
show.
It's a different show.
Yeah, they're the ones that are knowing this. But
yeah.
but really, you know, he hasn't even announced it to his listeners yet. So that's pretty good.
It is some pretty secret
stuff.
Secret knowledge.
Yeah.
That is some secret knowledge right there. Oh, my God. I got
the codger's here with his wind-up crank laptop. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. This is...
That's good. You did okay.
I feel fine.
Oh.
You don't...
I thought you did terrible and I was trying to make you feel better.
No. Okay. I'm oblivious.
That's
all
good.
Part
I like
of it.
That you're oblivious.
I'm just more and more like Terry Gross every day. this has been Thunk Tank on WFMU.
Did you... You didn't want to do... Oh, it's too late.
This is what?
It's too late to do Macho Jesus?
No, it's over.
So it's the theme song.
Yeah, it's all over. So this is... So stay tuned for the Antique Phonograph Music... program with the old codger
filling in for Mac.
Thanks so much.
Is it?
Yeah. Look what you're doing. Oh.
I almost forgot how to use the equipment here. It's been so long since I've been on the radio. Hello. This is the old catcher filled in for Mac on the Antique Phonograph Hour on WFMU. Sorry, I keep hitting the microphone. It's hitting me. I'm going to strangle it. Well, anyway, I just heard from Charles Revere and his Chicagoans, great band, and they did a song, a little instrumental called You Bangy Man, sort of a Roomba. And Bessie Smith gave us a song called Oh Daddy Blues. Well, I just want to say I'm the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I'm back, because they let me tonight do the program. I'm on WFMU, but I'm not of it. Management prefers to keep it that way. Someone on staff who I'm in very good terms with, I can't say her name, because they'd fire Terry T. if they knew that she informed me. I didn't say anybody's name, I'm sorry. Anyway, this person told me in the strictest confidence that there was a lot of talk at a recent WFMU management meeting about death panels. And they were quite specific about who they had in mind. And seems like they were unanimous about the end, but they failed to reach agreement on the means, so they tabled any plan of action. Well, they should spare themselves. Every management executive at the WFMU for the past 3 decades has had the same idea, but they can't pull the plug, figuratively or literally, on my show. And you know why? Because I'm too big for them. They can't afford to lose me. If they do, they have no one. Except these third-tier amateurs like Tom Sharpling and Ken Friedman. My third replaced hip is older than their radio careers. I remember there was manager here named Chuck Russo. And he managed the station a long time ago, and he threatened to fire me. Because one day I walked into the station library and I flicked cigar ashes in the new record bin. That new record bin was full of this progressive rock crap and disco. And worse, it was these earnest folk singers. Well, he threatened to fire me. So what I did was I took off my shoes and I nailed them to his office door with a note that said, "Fill these." That was the last time Chuck Russo messed with me. Soon thereafter, he slunk off into the night and was later sighted orbiting a distant planet. By the way, those cigar ashes that I flicked in the new record bin were from an El Gran Malissimo Deluxe Black Label Reserve, who share sponsorship of your Kaiser Radio show with my other favorite cigar, Rancho Malario. So, anyway, on with the music. We got some fine music. Over the next hour, everything on 78 RPM records only. And here, the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir with the old codger filled in for Mac.
Let us put men and women together, all of the finer, which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. Women got women are like Lababo, or not me. There's some people who say that the men leading the women astray, but I say, or that the women of today smarter than men in every way. Ever since the world begun, Women was always fooling men. And if you listen to this radio attentively, I'm gonna show you all the women smarter than me. Oh, not me. It's the people who say that the men leading the women astray. But I say, oh Lord, that the women of today smarter than men in every way. Samson was the strongest man long ago. No one could have beat him, as we all know. And when he clashed with a woman on top of the bed, she found out that the strength was in the of his head. Oh, not me. There's some people who say that the men leading the women astray. But I say, oh Lord, that the women of today smarter than men in every way. I was treating a girl up a slippery, and listen how she used up the brains on me. I was giving her my money all the time, and she was giving me shots with a friend of mine. Oh, not me. It's some people who say that the men leading the women astray. But I say, oh Lord, that the women of today smarter than men in every way. If you capture a girl with a pretty dance, by taking her home, you feel you get the chance. And when you reach up to home, she tell you lives alone. And when she open the door, she'll meet the next man home. Oh, not me. It's the people who say that the men leading the women astray. But I say, oh Lord, that the women of today smarter than men in every way. Now listen, how the women does use the stool when they know that they get everything from you. They mean to tie up their hair, that is all they pick, wait until you come in to cry out headache. Oh, not me. It's the people who say that the men are lost, leading the women astray. But I say, mama, daddy, women of today smarter than men in every way. I was supporting the woman independently, and she promised faithfully to make a child for me. And when the baby born, I went to see. The hair was straight, it was a Portuguese. Oh, not me. Oh, Lord, say the people who say, oh, Lord, men lead the women astray. I say, oh, daddy, women of today smarter than men in every way.
You know, Ernie, you're getting terribly fat.
Yeah?
From where I stand, honest, it looks like somebody else is with you.
Well, I'll admit I'm getting a little fat, but you know, I'm on a diet now.
Is that so?
Yeah.
You had roast beef for dinner. That's not dieting.
Now, how do you know I had roast beef for dinner?
Well, the gravy doesn't match your tie.
That was some roast beef I had. I gotta give whoever cooked it credit. He's some cook. We never give the credit where credit's really due.
I've heard that many times before. It's really nothing new.
The man who works the hardest, he never gets the dough.
And here's another little thing. I'm positive you know. Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work. And the vest gets all the gravy.
Yes, the captain gets the bars. The generals get the stars.
The soldiers do the fighting, and all they get is scars. Now a baby cries for mama,
but he never even recognizes dad.
All the coat and the pants do all of the work, but the vest gets all the gravy.
You know, the hen that crows the loudest don't lay the largest egg.
The dog that's always barking never tries to bite your leg.
I know a lot of good cooks who make a lot of dough,
but their dough only bends. It's not the kind that you can spend.
All the coat and the pants do all of the work,
and the vest gets all the gravy.
A dairy maid's a wow, she does her bit somehow.
But after all the cheering, why, you can't forget the cow. Now an onion breaks a friendship,
but a billy goat can drive a crowd away.
All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy. All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy. Columbus gets his due, but here's a line that's true.
What would we do for peanuts if it weren't for the crew?
You can boost your mother's omelet.
Yes, but how about the hen that lays the egg? All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy. I've given up everything, really I've tried to do just the best that I knew. I'd never have thought this could happen to me, but it has, and I'm here for the whole world to see. I'm drunk, drunk with love, my body aches. Just one shot
that's all it. To make me cry and tell you why. I'm drunk, dead drunk with love. Rotten liquor, mostly gin. Every place I stumble in. Round and round, because I found she likes me drunk with love. Every morning I swear that I am going to try something new. Then I feel her lips, her hands, her hips, and I don't care what I do. Someday she'll walk out my door. I guess that's what doors are for. And when I slam it, she'll say, God damn it, he's just drunk with love.
Taking a sip there of some Sly Weasel bourbon.
Well,
I love the burn when it goes down my throat. Well, anyway, hello, this is your catcher, Courtney T. Edison, WFMU. I am a replacement disc jockey tonight for Mac on your photograph hour. Hold it, there's noises on the other side of the room. I'm going to go take care of those noises right now. Sick of these noises. Get out of here, noises. Got rid of the noises. Damn cockroaches. I can hear them. Man, that was the Brock Sisters and Lay Me Down to Sleep in Carolina. The song before that was by Bruce Fletcher, and it was called Drunk with Love. Willie Eckstein played piano where the Niagara flows, and the Happiness Boys sang The Coat and Pants Do All the Work, and King Radio started out that set with Man Smart, Woman Smarter. Well, anyway, hello, it's good to be back. As I said before, you know, I remained in my bunker during the hurricane. But it is my observation that despite some regional flooding, that Irene was just another ticklish chorus floozy. Nothing I couldn't handle. And now in the countless decades, some would say centuries, that I have strode this planet like a colossus, I've seen far worse. I have survived hurricanes named Ethel and Bessie and Magnolia, that hurricane Florence, Agnes, Winifred, Prudence, hurricane Myrtle, Minerva, Clara, Maud, Edith, Beatrice, and Hurricane Millicent. And I did so without losing a single 78 RPM record. As some of the labels got soggy, but a little water never harmed the grooves of a classic 78 RPM platter. I remember Hurricane Adelaide is 1939, and I left a stack of Ukulele Ikes to 78s on the back stoop. And after the typhoon died down, I fetched them from the yard and I played them, and they sounded better than before. So, I must say, though, the only tempestuous, rampaging force of nature I could not control was Blossom Moskowitz. Hurricane Blossom from Flatbush. I tried. I had to concede defeat. Blossom was a Category 5 battle axe. When she came after me, I headed off for some place made of reinforced concrete. Nothing like her. Nothing like Hurricane Blossom. That woman could do some real damage. And did. But I kept her away from my 78. I can be a force of nature myself when my back is against the wall or someone is threatening to throw my Fats Waller 78s at a wall. Well, this is WFMU. As usual, I get carried away. Get a little hot under the collar. Because this week, you know, I had a blood test. And I can tell you the results of my blood test. It's red. And it's hot. Well, I'm in fine shape. And now we're going to get back to some fine music on 78 RPM Records. This is the old codger. I'm filling in for Mac on the Antique Phonograph Hour on WFMU.
Thank you. And such as what comes round here's bouncing on a V-disc. Yeah.
Thank you. you'll be happy and lead a king's life. Never make a pretty woman your wife. If you want to be happy living a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. All you gotta do is just what I say, then you will be jolly, happy and gay. So from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
From a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
A pretty woman make her husband look small, and very often cause his downfall. As soon as she married her and then she starts to do the thing that will ache his heart. And when you think that she's belonging to you, then she is calling somebody else doo-doo. So from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
From a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you can be sure that you'll be happy in all your life. For she will never do things in a funny way, as to a lot of neighbors something to say. And she wouldn't disregard her husband at all by exhibiting herself to Peter and Paul. So from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
From a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
A pretty woman you realize, always want to be idolized. Great temptation both night and day, is always certain to come her way. And if you ever make a mistake, somebody else is slicing your cake. So from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
From a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
An ugly woman give you your meals on time, and always keep you happy in mind. At night when you lay in your cozy bed, she will fix the pillow under your head. She will love you like a little baby, and call you sweet names like sugar daddy. So from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you. So from a logical point of view, always marry a woman uglier than you.
Roaster and bought the hair. There's a gold medal color, her in the air.
Well, that was some fine music there. I know you like that one. That was Lou Stokes and his North Georgians and Wave That Frame. Before that, we heard the great Fats Waller on organ from very rare V-disc called Bouncing on a V-disc. That's why it was so long. It's almost 5 minutes long because it was a large 16-inch disc. And Fats Waller, before that was, let's see, Muriel Gaines was in there singing the Calypso song Ugly Woman. And Clarence Williams and Eddie Lang did What You Want Me to Do. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play 70 RPM records till they're going out of style. But that's what I do. I'm the old codger, filling in for Mac. Antique Phonograph Hour. Mac is off on the vaudeville circuit this week. He's a Yankee. Mac's an old vaudevillian. And he's traveling around the circuit this week, so I'm filling in for him. I remember, I love vaudeville. I remember two of my favorite vaudeville comedians were Jasper Weaver and Tyrone Nettles. They were a team, and they went by the name of the Unhappiness Boys, and they delighted in telling bad jokes and blowing punchlines and making audiences miserable all over the country. And I saw them so many times, I remember a lot of their jokes. Let me see, those had a very special flavor. Their jokes, here's one. This is one of the jokes that was told by the Unhappiness Boys. You're going to like this one. Okay, a rabbi, a priest, a drunken Indian, a porcupine, an opium-deranged Chinaman, a parrot, a kangaroo, and a bomb-throwing anarchist walk into a bar. And the bartender looks up in surprise, and he says, "What is this, some kind of joke?" That was great. And I'm going to tell some more of their jokes. I love their jokes. I love telling them. Here's another one of their jokes. An Irishman, a traveling salesman, Al Jolson carrying a midget, the Pope, a three-legged dog, a cheap hooker, and a light bulb all arrive at the pearly gates simultaneously. St. Peter looks up surprised, and he says, "Hey, you're in the wrong joke." Not good form to laugh at your own jokes. Well, anyway, here's another one. You're going to like this one. A newlywed couple, a blind man, a syphilis-ridden Mexican, a chicken, a used car dealer, Calvin Coolidge, a proctologist, and a washed-up Hollywood star, along with a nun, a man who just received a gorilla brain transplant, two Hasidic Jews, a stuttering hotel clerk, and a can of Spam are riding in a compact car. Suddenly, they hear a siren, and a state trooper motions the vehicle to pull over. So, and the cop says, "License and registration, please. You've exceeded the legal character limit in this joke." That's a real knee slapper. Come on, slap your knee with me. Yes. Okay, I got another one. This is one that used to be told by Jasper Weaver and Tyrone Nettles, the Unhappiness Boys. Okay, this is a good joke. This one's a little different. A Russian spy, a bookie, a Scotsman and his sheep, a transgendered person of color, Wendell Willkie, the Brooklyn Dodgers bat boy, a retired postal worker, and a dead skunk approach a house and ring the front bell. A knockout blonde answers the door in a see-through negligee. "Sorry to bother you, ma'am," they say, "but we were told to meet here for a joke. Are we late?" That one used to get... used to have them rolling in the aisles, that joke. Well, I got one more. Then we'll get back to the music. I like telling jokes. I don't get a chance to do it on the radio much. Okay, here's one more joke from the Unhappiness Boys used to tell on the vaudeville circuit. The lifeless corpses of a gas meter reader, a swing band clarinetist, a stripper with huge breast implants, a talking pig, Siamese twins, Ty Cobb's high school gym teacher, a gynecologist, a saxophone player, and a fat, bald white man with glasses are delivered to a funeral parlor. "Hey," exclaimed the undertaker, "I thought this was supposed to be a joke." Yes, I can tell you like them. I can't see you, I can't hear you, but my intuition tells me that you're laughing in the aisles as they did in the old vaudeville theaters of yesteryear. Well, it's time now to go back to the great music of yesteryear, 78 RPM records only, here on the Old Codger radio program.
What did I hear at 12 o'clock in the daytime? Church bells ringing?
Oh, man, you don't hear no church bells ringing 12 o'clock in the day.
Don't tell me. Somebody must be dead.
Ain't nobody dead. Somebody must be dead drunk.
Don't tell me. I think it's a funeral.
Hey, look here. I believe I do hear a funeral. I believe I hear that trombone fall.
When you die, come to your mammy, dear, and listen here. I'll tell you where those colored children go when they leave here. Now there's a happy land above the sky so blue. And listen, hon, what the waiting there for you. I'ma lay your black kinky head in a bed on a field of white and the sea tonight. Oh, while the angels will watch over you every night, those little cakes pop up from the ground with sweet molasses all around. Old Uncle Joe is a-playing a tune upon that ever-loving old banjo. The streets are all filled with gold, I am told, every bird in the sky has diamond eyes. Now in that night, every little kinky-headed girl and boy has the cutest silver pony just for a toy in the place they call that Sicamini Para in paradise. Come lay your black kinky head in a bed on a pillow of white and to see tonight. Oh, while the angels will watch over you every night, so fiddle kick, pop up from the ground, with sweet molasses all around. Old Uncle Joe is a-playing a tune upon that ever-loving old banjo. The streets are all filled with gold, I am told, every bird in the sky has diamond eyes. Now in that night, every little kinky-headed girl and boy has the cutest silver pony just for a toy in the place they call that Sicamini Para.
Thank you.
may have to end the program now. Somebody else is going to be coming on to play disc jockey. Sorry about that. Music probably won't be as good as the last hour. We finished up with Wayne King and his orchestra with vocals by the mediocre Burke Bivens, and they sang Swamp Ghosts. Emmett Miller sang about the Pickaninny's Paradise. Jelly Roll Morton, great Jelly Roll Morton, did Dead Man Blues, and that's from New Orleans, and Low Stokes, and his North Georgians, and Wave That Frame. Maybe that was in the previous set. I don't even remember. I'm too busy programming the radio to listen to it, unfortunately. I will go home tonight and replay the entire program on 78 on my wind-up Victrola. Well, you'll stay tuned for Hatch, filling in for Best Show on WFMU. This is your codger, Courtney T. Edison. I've been filling in for Mac, the Antique Phonograph Hour, and I can just say that if I can't take it with me, I ain't going. Well, anyway, stay tuned for Hatch. This is WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope.